We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning around 10 lines from the bottom, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara before, Boramachlek is Rava and Abaya. Abaya says that when you collect the Chayiv L'mafreihu Goyva, it's retroactively. Rava says, Mekan L'habo Goyva, that it's from now on, it's considered collecting. Now we learned in our mission like this, Tanan. Nachri Shehilva Es Yisrael Lachem Tzoy, Acha Pesach. Acha Pesach Muta Bahanah. The Loch is, if a Nachri before Pesach lent money to Yisrael, the Yisrael put aside chametz as his, a few bottles of whiskey, put aside as a mashkin. So acha Pesach mutvanot. The Mishnah says it's mutvanot. For some reason, it's considered that the guy owns it. It's mutvanot. So yeah, Mishlam lafreya goyva. If you say every time someone defaults on a loan and the guy will keep the whiskey, it's considered he got it from before Pesach. I'm too lucky mutvanot. No, you understand why it's mutvanot? Because it belonged to him the whole time. So it's very good for your abaya. But if you hold like Rava, Mekan Lahabahu Goyva, Eli Amrit Mekan Lahabahu Goyva, Amai Mutter Bahano, Beshusha di Yisrael Havakoi. Lachaira, what's going on over here? It's Beshusha di Yisrael. Lachaira. Mekan Lahabah means it belongs to the Yisrael until he pays back. After Pesach, he pays back. And by that time already, it's his. It's Os Bahano. So what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, Chamaya Skinik Shahirino Etzloi. The case over here was that when he made the loan before Pesach, he gave the chametz. He put the whiskey in the house of the guy. And we'll learn now, Pshat is, like Rashi says, that he's kind of the mashkin. The guy is kind of the mashkin. And since he's kind of the mashkin, so it belongs to him until he defaults. Then it comes his, not the mashkin, comes him, mamish's. But either way, he's kind of, and therefore there's no problem of chametz when he lends money and he puts the chametz as collateral, and the goy has it in his house, and he's kind of the mashkin. Therefore, there's no problem with chametz. That's how Rava will explain the Mishnah. So tomorrow, lemak tanoim. Maybe mechlekes Rava and Abaye is mechlekes tanoim. It says in the Braisa, similar to our case of our Mishnah, Yisrael shehilva nachri achemtzai. A Yisrael that lent money to a goy achemtzai. So it means it's the opposite case. Yisrael lent $1,000 to a goy. The goy gave him whiskey as a collateral. So la'acha Pesach ain't over. After Pesach not over, it could still sit in the hands of the goy, even though it's a collateral that the yid had. Still belongs to the goy. Ain't over. Shemamei amru over. And when he says you are over, so what's pshat? My love, how kmefigi? The mar savar l'mafreihu goyva. According to Rav Meir, he holds l'mafreihu goyva, and therefore belongs to the yid the whole Pesach already. Because once he defaults on it, it's like it's mine the whole time. Mar savar mekan l'abah goyva. All the holds it's mekan l'abah who goyva. That's only mekan l'abah, and vada does not belong to the yid until he actually collects the loan, uses that to collect the special loan. That's the Gemara. Rava and Abaya is Machlekes Rameya and Tanakama. So the Gemara, no, this price is problematic. Why? Because the Sefer says that there's something that's Kuliyama. Tisbarim is Sefer. Have a Nachri Shavu Yisrael Alchem. So here you have the Goy lent the Yid $1,000 and the Yisrael gave him the Chometz. La'acha Pesach Divri Akal Oivahu. Everyone agrees you are Oivah. It's Ostabano after Pesach. It belongs to the Yid. What do you mean? If you hold, let's say, that l'mafreya goyva, so then it shouldn't be over. It belongs to the guy. Before it says ain't over, because it's mekan lahaba. So then hacha over here, you should be over because here it belonged to the yid the whole time. Before you over because it's over because mafreya goyva hacha ain't over here. You should not be over. So why did I call over? If you're mafreihu goyva, why is it over here? So we're saying basically, if the biur machlokes in the ratio was mafreihu goyva or mekan labo goyva, why in the sefer is a kuliyama? So after Gemara, halacha ma'askinon kagoyin sharinu etzloi. The case was that both cases, the ratio and sefer, which we'll explain, is that they gave the mashkin to the malva. And the kamiflagi with Rav Yitzchak, and they're arguing in the din of Rav Yitzchak. And I'm going to explain how exactly. Don't Rav Yitzchak. Menayel Baal Chayiv is kind of mashkin. Rav Yitzchak says that every Baal Chayiv is kind of the mashkin. How do we know? It says in the pasuk Shneimah, v'lecha tia tzedakah. It says in the pasuk that if you give back the pillow at night, or you give back clothing you wear by day, give it back by day to the loiva, you're doing a tzedakah. If you're not kind of what exactly is the big tzedakah? So Rav Yitzchak says, in this pasuk you see, Mekana Balchoyv is Koina Mashkin. You see from here that a Balchoyv is Koina Mashkin. So Tanakama Savar. So now going now in the Reisha. The Reisha is a case where the Yisrael lent to the Nochri Al Chemsa. I mean, Yisrael lent $1,000 to the Goy gives him the whiskey and puts it by Yisrael. So what's the Shalafi over or not? So we're talking about everyone holds Mekan La'abahu Goyva. We're going to call it like Rashi says. Going to call it like Rav Mekan La'abahu Goyva. So now, we're sitting by Yisrael, this whiskey, but it's Mekan La'abahu Goyva. So what's the Tzadis over? So Gemara explains like this. Tanakam is Savar, they're not over. Why? Hanim mili Yisrael mi Yisrael, the Kareen of Be'el L'chati Yitzdaka. Only Yisrael who borrows from Yisrael, the Mashkin is currently the Mashkin. Of Yisrael Menachri, but of Yisrael that lent to Anachri, and Anachri gave him a mashkin, like Kani, not Kainet. So you're not Kainet the mashkin, therefore you're not over. And it's Mekan La'abahu Goyva, so you're not over. But Rameyu says you're over when the guy gave you the whiskey, put it into your house, why you're over? Rameyu is over, Savar, Kal V'Chomer, Yisrael, Yisrael Kani, if Yisrael from Yisrael is Kainet mashkin, for sure Yisrael Menachri, the Kol Shkim, sure Yisrael Menachri, of course, is Kainet mashkin. So that's the ratio. That's the B.M. Chalikas ratio. Mekan La'abahu Goyva. The Chalikas is it Koinin HaMashkin or not? Avanochu Shil versus Yisrael Lachem Tzor Yachar Pesach. What the opposite case where a Goy lent money to Yisrael and Yisrael put the chumpments in the Nochri's house. There, Divriya Koyal Oiver. There, everyone holds you Oiver. Why? Because the Goy is a Shona Koinin HaMashkin. Again, we're going Mekan La'abahu Goyva according to Rava. There, Kuliyami Oiver. So Hossam Vaday Nochri Mi Yisrael Lekoni. There, Vaday, the Nochri from Yisrael is not Koinin. And therefore, it belongs to the Yisrael still. And therefore, he's zicha over. So that's the way Rav learned the Braisa. Now, the question is, how is Abaye going to learn the Braisa? Abaye is Mafreya Ugoiva, so Abaye is a problem. The Sefer, Yukuli Alma Oiver, what do you mean, Mafreya Ugoiva? It belongs to the guy. So Abaye, how did Abaye learn this Braisa? So Tosfos here asks this question, and Tosfos answers that according to Abaye, he's in a Zed sign, this Braisa, that he taka paid up money at the end. He never landed keeping the mashkin. So then, the whole tzad to be over is only after Rav Yitzchak. So it's very geschmack. The Reish is saying it's mechlekes when a guy gives you a mashkin, are you kind or not? That's the mechlekes over or not. The Sefer, it's Yisrael gave the guy the mashkin, the guy is zichin akhani a mashkin, and you didn't pay up with this whiskey, so it's only a freho gaiva, and therefore Yizicha are over, because it belongs to the Yisrael. That's how Abaye learned these brises, that the case was you didn't pay taka pay up with the mashkin, and therefore it's not in the sugya of Mafreya who gave or Makalaba who gave. So now I want to go back to our Mishnah. Tanan, because we really have to stop to explain, even by Harinu Etzla in our Mishnah, exactly why are you not over. So now the Gemara is going to explain now via Rava how to learn the Mishnah. Tanan, Nokri Shehil V'Yisrael Achem Soy Acha Pesach. A Nokri that lent, because if you learn, like Abaya, the Mishnah is very easily to understand. Because the Mishnah says that Nochri, if you lent money to Yisrael, and Yisrael gave the whiskey, so it's Mutabana. Why? Because I'm afraid of Goyva. And Yisrael, they gave a Goy a loan, and the Goy gave him the whiskey, it's also Bana, because I'm afraid of Goyva. If you Abaya, the Mishnah is beautiful. But Rava, we said Harinu Eslai, we still needs a little help. Tana, Nochri Shilva Yisrael, Chemtso, Yachar Pesach, Nochri, that was, gave money, lent money to Yisrael, Yisrael gave him chametz. Acha pesa mutamano. Right, the Gemara. He nami darinu etzloi. Good, he put it in the guy's house. But I amrit nochem Yisrael lekani. We just said now noch is that kind of the mashkin. So why, when I give the guy a mashkin, I give the guy the whiskey, consider that I'm at oiver mutabahano. Even if I put it for him, it's still mine. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Fi rava. Fi abaya, it's good. But fi rava, what's pshat? Loikasha hodam l'achshav hodloyam l'achshav. It says our Mishnah is talking about what he said l'achshav. Basically, Lefi Rava, our Mishnah is saying when you gave it to him, you said Ma'achshav. So it's the same thing like Abaye's Mafreya Ugoiva. In the Lomdus, the way the Al-Sama Akhredim explained that, it's like a Mechira. That since I said Ma'achshav, when a guy gives the Yid money and he gives you back whiskey for a mashkin, and you land up using that mashkin as payment, it turns out you bought the mashkin, b'shas the halva. When you gave the loan. It's like you bought it then, and that's why it belongs to you. Since he said ma'achshav, it's like a mechira. And therefore, even Rav will agree with Mafreya Ugoiva, because there you said ma'achshav, so it's not stam the word, it's like a mechira now. It's like you bought it. That's the case of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is very geschmack. It says that a nochri that was lent the money and took the mashkin, he said ma'achshav, it's mutabana. And the other case, where Yisrael lent the money and took the goy's chum and said ma'achshav, it's asabana. And the Braisa is talking about, you didn't say Ma'achshav, the Braisa that says it's totally if you're kind of the mashkin or not. that's going where you didn't say ma'achsham. Therefore, it's always mekan lahabahu goyva. When we know tamra the shana lebin hechad om ma'achsham and hechad lo ma'achsham, how do you know you make a difference between ma'achsham and not ma'achsham? Netanya, we learned in a brisa. Nokri shaharim pas porniyat Yisrael. A nokri that lent that borrowed money from a Yisrael. He borrowed money and he gave him pas porni. He gave him a loaf of bread. In those days, most tanur were very small. You couldn't make a big, nice challah. And if you had a nice challah, it means that was an expensive thing. He gave this pas porni, he gave this big pas, you gave it to the yid as a mashkin. So, ino oiver. You're not oiver. If you say you could keep it, oiver. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Maisa, if you hold mekan lahabo goiva, so what's the difference? The maisa, either way, it's only a mashkin. So maisa raised the maisa sefer. And lav shmami no shani heicha domli ma'achshav heichlo ma'achshav. When you say gaticha, I mean that's ma'achshav yours. So then he's over because I gave it to you ma'achshav. Shmami no. So you see from there that ma'achshav is a difference. How will Abaya learn this brisa? Because he always holds Mafreyu Goiva. So why ain't over in the first case and not? So Baram Taisa speaks out that the ratio would say, he didn't say Hagaticha means he landed up paying with money and being paid his pass, taking back his pass. Hagaticha means he said keep the pass. Once they keep the pass, he over automatically because Mafreyu Goiva. That's how Abaya will learn this brisa. So Ad Kan, Pshat in our Mishnah, Pshat in the brisa. Now, once you say that we're talking about Achshav, do you need a Harinu Etzloi? Do you need Harina Etzloi? So it's Mavoya, you still need that you have to give it to him. And what's the reason? Because let's say the case that you gave the guy gave you $1,000 and you gave him the whiskey for Mashkin. So we're saying it's Mutta Bahana. Why? Because you said Ma'akshav. So why does it have to be in his Rishos? Ma'akshav, give him a Rishos. Terrence, if it be even in the Yid Rishos, then he'd be Chayav Achrayas in it. And look at this, if you have a guy's Chametz and you're Chayav Achrayas, you're over. So therefore, it had to be he gave it to the guy. But what about the opposite case? We were saying the guy gave you chametz. So we're saying there it has to be that harhinu etzloy. There also need harhinu etzloy. They were saying that there's also a freyo gave. There it's also bahana. So there technically you wouldn't dafka need harhinu etzloy over there. Dafka wouldn't need that case of harhinu etzloy. But maisa, it's mashba even there. We need Harinu Etzloi. And the Mishbura is throws in a pshat there. Why would you need Harinu Etzloi? Because it's a little bit shvar. Why would you need Harinu Etzloi? The other way case. See, the case was that the guy gave the Yisrael the whiskey. So we're saying that by ma'achshav ma'freya hu goiva. So then, why do you need it to be? Why have to be a Harinu Etzloi? So maybe you don't, but why? It sounds like you do. So he says, the reason is, then you didn't make a kinyan, that's why. Mishbura says, in Tav Memalef, Sukkot and Zion is, because then you didn't make a kinyan pasha. The reason why it's a Harinu Etzloi is because you have to make a kinyan on it. Even if it's a mechira, you have to make a kinyan. So it's just practically speaking, the reason why you have to give it to the Yisrael is to make a kinyan. That's just an important speak out from the Mishbura, that's why it has to be Harinu Etzloi. Okay. One more Gemara here before the Mishnah. Maybe we'll get a chance to do the Mishnah also. We'll see how much time we have. Tara Rabbanon. Chanush Shal Yisrael. You have here a store that belongs to Yisrael, Umali Shal Yisrael, and it's filled with merchandise of Yisrael. And they cleaned it for Pesach. And probably Nachrim Nechnas Masham, and Maisa, the whole Pesach, and the whole Pesach, Nachrim were walking in and out of the store. You found Chametz after Pesach. Whose Chametz is it? Is it Yisrael's Chametz? Then it's a problem of Chametz that Shavala Pesach, or it belongs to Nachri. Shal, and like, who's do you think this is? Chametz Nimsa Shalom Acha Pesach, Osa Bahano. The law is the Bryce says, it always goes by the store owner and who the merchandise is. Even though he cleaned it out, we're scared maybe he didn't find everything. It's osav ano, and it's pashut osav achilu also. Chanush nachri malish nachri. But if it's a goyish store and merchandise from a goy, you're probably Yisrael and the chas v'yitzim sham and Yisraelim walk in and out of the store. Chomet shnimz sham acha pesach muta b'achila. Vein tzarach leim b'anah. It's muta b'achila because you can assume it belongs to the store owner. Again, even though there's someone walking through it, but you always anem on the person who owns the store and has the merchandise in that store. He is the person who is the ikker. The chametz we found will belong to them. That'll be the person who. That's where we assume that's the chazaka the chametz comes from. Whoever the store owner is and the stock owner is. And the person walks through is not, we won't assume it's theirs. So that's the halacha that'll be mutter bahana when it belongs to a guy, mutter bahana and achila. And the opposite, if it belongs to Yisrael, if you find chametz there, it'll be asr bahana and asr bahachila. Now, what's the lashon asr bahachila, asr bahana, v'kolshkin asr bahachila? Smash bahachila is worse than ana. So no one really speaks about it, but it's a voyeur like that, this idea, in Tof Mem Tes. In Tof Mem Tes, it says there, if someone is a Sofik, he finds chametz after Pesach, and he's not sure, not in this case you have chazakas. Let's say you found chametz in the street, you're not sure if belongs to a Yid or a guy. Zokta, Mr. Brewer, Mishen Maga Avram, chametz shenimtza acha Pesach, le'yedinim shel akum shel Yisraelu, yesh deis ben acharenim, yesh akosvu de mutta bahana v'asa ba'achila. So you see, achila is worse, because mutta bahana v'asa ba'achila is such an idea that mutta bahana v'asa ba'achila. Let's see one more Mishnah to Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Chometz shenofel of my pilots. You have a chometz that a wall fell down and collapsed over it, and it's covered over by rubble. Harayikum avuyer. So this happened before Pesach. You say no, that's no problem. You don't have to make tashbish. You have to burn it. It's like it's burnt. It's covered. I can't get to it. It has to be deep enough that a kelav, a door, can't reach it. The Gemara will say the shear of a door can't reach it. Amrav Chista. First of all, if this happens, you still do bittul. Why? Because maybe on Yontif, somehow they're going to uncover this rubble, and the chametz is going to get uncovered, and you're going to come to be over by your rabbi Amatzah. So make a bittul. Good, you're writing this tashbisu right now, but it might get uncovered, so you should make a bittul. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, kama chapisa kelev. What's the shear of a kelev that it won't be able to reach, won't be able to smell it? Shloisha tvachim, three tvachim. That's how deep the rubble has to be. Shmuel says halacha l'gavi shomer that the only way to make shmira on money is by putting in the karka. If you don't do that, it's a pshia. K'saf b'elam shmira lo karka. The place where you make shmira on money is only in the karka. So me being shleish tvachim aloy, do you have to make it three tvachim deep or not? When you put this money in the karka, does that have to be three tvachim deep or not? Amalei, it's not a dimyan. Halcha mishum reicha by chometz, the kelev smells it. And if it's within three tefachim, he'll dig it up because he smells good food. Binin shleish tefachim. Hasam mishum echsusei me'enahu. There's al shmira. You want to cover it when people are seeing it. Leiboy shleish. You don't need three tefachim. But kama, how much do you need? I'm a rap. My papa mesichro tefach. One tefach is enough of a shmira. It's in the karaka, and it won't be. That's called shmira. It's not called a psia. Masha inke mechametz with a kelev can smell it and dig it up. There you need three tefachim.